This is Degaris, Maskalist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of Maskalism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 458, entitled Women's Callousness Towards Maskalism is Consistent with the Red Pill. Description. Most women seem to be rather hostile to the rise of the Maskalist and MGTOW movements, that is, rather callous towards them. This flyer claims that this callousness is consistent with women's red pill, that is, the idea that women evolved to see men as disposable resource providers, having no loyalty to a man if that man loses his ability to provide resources to the woman. Now, the flyer itself. Women's callousness towards masculism is consistent with the red pill, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. To readers slash viewers of this flyer who know no masculism nor MGTOW, I need to explain some terms in the title. Masculism is men's lib that does for men what feminism does more or less for women. That is, it aims to liberate men from the oppressions of the traditional male gender role, essentially being a manslave to a woman, working for her for decades. Now that women have a half century of career window, Mask has put enormous moral pressure on women to fip up, that is, become fips, that's financially independent persons, by bothering to get a career competent education that the economy values and pays well for, so that women are not fluffies, based on the word fluff, a maskless term of derision for a traditional woman who expects to be able to parasite off the money and labour of a man, manslaving him for decades. Close brackets. Maskless punish fluffies by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, as maskless ideas spread through the culture, so that nearly all men expect women to be fips. Maskers also push for changes in the gender laws that discriminate against men, especially in the divorce courts that have been taken over by the fluffy feminists, in brackets, who want equal rights with men in the parliaments, but behave as fluffy manslavers in the divorce courts, causing maskers to hate them for their hypocrisy. Close bracket. One of the major political aims of the maskless is to create a FIP society, where women are socialized by parents and educated by teachers to be FIPs, or be rejected by young masculisted men, who absolutely refuse to be manslaved by a young fluffy who did not bother to FIP up. Maskless also want a major piece of legislation in the form of the paternity rejection right, so that men have the same legal right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women, who have the maternity rejection right, aka the abortion right. Millions of women lie to their boyfriends slash husbands that they are taking the pill, but aren't, get pregnant, then force him to pay for a kid he doesn't want, thus manslaving him for decades of his life, a major gender crime committed by the woman. With the para, men would be able to fill in a government paternity rejection form. So if the woman goes ahead with the pregnancy, then she takes full financial responsibility for the kid. With nearly all women as FIPs, she will be able to afford it. The fluffy feminists, who took control of the divorce courts, have made divorce toxic for men. That is, a divorcing father will lose custody of his kids with a 90% probability. He'll lose his house to his ex-wife so that she can raise her kids in it. He'll lose half his wealth, half his stuff, be forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he will barely see. And if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no legal nor moral obligation on her part to get off her fat, parasitic ass and fip up, so she parasites off him after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. Modern marriage is such a shitty deal for men that there has been a massive MGTOW movement in reaction to it. Two-thirds of young men now in many countries refuse to marry, reject paternity, and spend their money on themselves. Such men call themselves MGTOW, that's MGTOW, men going their own way. The MGTOW theorists are strongly into female psychology, and especially female evolutionary psychology, which asks how women's goals and relations towards men evolved over several million years. One of the main concepts of the MGTOWs relating to women is the concept of the red pill, which is a term taken by analogy from the movie The Matrix. In that movie, if the main character chooses to swallow the red pill, he learns that the real world that he is living in is very dark. That is, that the intelligent machines use human bodies as batteries, which feed signals from the computers, the Matrix, directly into the brains of these human batteries to give them the impression that they are living in the 20th century. If the main character chooses to swallow the blue pill, he remains in the Matrix, that is, ignorant of the very negative reality, living in a fantasy world. To MGTOWs, the red pill equivalent is the knowledge that women do not love men unconditionally, the way men tend to love women. That is, that women evolved, brackets, and here's where MGTOW evolutionary psychology comes in, close brackets, to be able to quickly, coldly, disloyally dump a man in the distant past who lost his ability to provide his woman and kids with male-hunted meat, that is, male resources. This makes evolutionary psychological sense, since if the woman did remain loyal to a man who got sick, who was injured on the hunt, her life and that of her kids were threatened. So she evolved a psychology that looked on men as resource providers. To confirm this idea, MGTOWs look at how women behave in the divorce courts, taken over by the fluffy feminists. Half of marriages fail, and in half of those divorces, the ex-wife turns into a vindictive feminazi bitch, out to extract as many resources and money from her ex-husband as she can. One of the major criteria that women evolved to use when judging the marriability of a man was his ability to give her resources. There have been famous videoed experiments where a random woman on the street is invited by a random man to go on a date. Usually she refuses. Then he walks away to his nearby parked, very expensive, sports car that the woman sees and changes her mind. MGTOWs teach men that women are like this, that women don't love men the way men love women. Women see men as resource providers, and her vagina will not wet unless the man passes that criterion. In brackets, plus being good-looking, tall, strong, fierce, smart, etc. Women have always been dependent, in brackets, parasitic, on men, so are fearful of being rejected by men, since in the distant past, a woman who no longer had the support of a man had to rely on the generosity of other women who did have the support of other men. But in times of starvation, she could not rely on this, so often died as a result. Men are also much stronger than women, in brackets, three times stronger than women across the chest, which women sexually selected for, since stronger, bigger, taller, fiercer men were better able to defend her against other men, especially warriors of enemy tribes. But if a man got very angry with her, his much greater strength could make him a mortal threat to her, so women have an instinctual, evolved fear of very angry men. We now live in an era of growing numbers of MGTOW and maskless, as women now have a career window of half a century, so come under tremendous moral pressure from the maskless, who aim to liberate men from decades of slavery to fluffy, manslaving parasites. Maskless realize that men no longer have to pay the horrific traditional price of being a manslave to a fluffy for decades of his life, just to get a bit of vanilla sex from her from blue moon to blue moon. Maskless push women to fip up or be severely punished by maskless by not getting a man. Maskless and MGTOWs advise men not to marry, not to have kids, until the gender laws are men-fared, especially in the divorce courts and the legislation of the para. To achieve these political goals, maskless are becoming increasingly angry at women, at fluffy manslaving parasites, at fluffy feminist hypocrites who control the divorce courts, at feminist gender politicians who don't give a shit about men's gender problems since they are female, with female brains, which evolved to see men as resource providers, as shown clearly in the divorce courts, where men, divorcing fathers, are seen as cash machines to be abused and robbed. Maskless are now very angry and see the fluffy feminists as indirect genociders, since they have made divorce, and hence marriage and paternity, so toxic for men that they are indirectly wiping out whole populations, since two-thirds of young men in many countries now refuse to marry and have kids. Thus the maskless are now expressing their anger and hatred against fluffies and fluffy feminists, aiming to wipe them out by severely punishing them, refusing to go near them, forcing them to rot on the shelf until they become bi-conscious, that is, have both their feminist and their maskless consciousnesses raised, that is, becoming informed of what the maskless and MGTOW issues are. This is the end of part one.